Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
What's going on, guys? Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to talk about productivity. We want to talk about how to become superhuman when it comes to productivity, because unfortunately, the average person, right? Like the average person is only productive about 30 to 40% of their time. And when they're productive, they tend to be productive because they just have some spontaneous energy and they just go with the flow, but they're not able to replicate those streaks in their everyday life, therefore making them almost like a one-hit wonder once a week, all right? We don't want that to happen. We want to have amazing days, Mondays to Sundays, waking up at the same time every single day and having energy to do everything that you set out to do. Before we get started, please share this show with your friends, family members, anybody that you know has been trying to grow their business or they're growing their business, because in order for you to make things happen, you need guidance, you need to be accountable every single day, and you need to repeat the same tasks every single day. Listening to a show like this will definitely help. And let's get in point number one. The most important thing that you can do to set the right mood for your day is to have daily affirmations and mantras that you bring with you on a day-to-day basis. When I first started doing this, my life completely changed. I have a planner that I use, and in the planner, there's a section that's called My Focus. And every single day, I would sit down and write a different focus for the day. Sometimes it would be a sentence that I found online that I found interesting. Some days it would be a thought that I had that I also thought it was interesting. But to be honest with you, I was just working at an average pace. Then something happened. One day, I decided to write the same exact sentence or affirmation on my focus every single day for an extended period of time. I started with it and I repeated it day in, day out for a full month, and guess what happened? My results completely changed. My mind started always thinking about the same affirmation, and every single time that I didn't feel good about my results, about myself, about my current situation, I would just revert to repeating the same affirmation. And the reason why I was doing this is because every morning I'd written it down, and every night before going to bed, I would read it out loud again. That would prime my brain to say the same sentence every time I felt that discomfort, and it helped me move forward. So affirmations are absolutely the most important thing that you want to do before anything else. The second thing that you absolutely need to do is plan your days and weeks ahead. I always talk about this with my coaching clients. It's absolutely important that you do it, because if you wake up in your morning and you have no idea what you're supposed to do, guess what's going to happen? You're simply going to procrastinate and try to find something to do, and it would be the wrong thing to do. And then an hour in, you're gonna realize that's the wrong thing to do. You're gonna be demoralized and you're going to be back at your old habits, procrastinating and not getting any work done. When you plan your day the night before and the week on Sunday mornings, you have a bird's eye view of everything that is supposed to happen. I always tell my clients, it's almost like as if you were writing the script or your own movie. What do you want your week to look like? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so on and so forth. Write down everything on Sundays, not on the daily pages, but on the weekly page. And then the night before you start the day, you want to write down the 2 to 3 different things that you want to make happen in order for your day to be successful. Absolutely key. Third thing that is absolutely important is to journal and self-reflect. I want you to write down how you feel during the day. If something is going wrong, How are you reacting to it? Write it down. You're going to be able to see some things that need work, internal and external. Once you start doing this, it's like you have your personal therapist there, but instead of paying that therapist $150 an hour, it's you, and you can see yourself through the page that you're writing. It's absolutely game-changing. Every single person that has achieved a lot in life knows that journaling is the secret to staying grounded and knowing exactly how to deal with your feelings. And last but not least, healthy habits like eating healthy and sleeping well and doing some exercise are absolutely important. You cannot live a productive life without taking care of these three keystone habits. Eating healthy, absolutely important. You don't know the difference until you actually start eating healthy for 2 weeks. When my clients tell me that they can do a lot of work done while eating McDonald's and pizza, I always tell them, you believe that you're doing a lot of work. Please give yourself just 14 days, 2 weeks to eat healthy and see the results. And then they come back to me after 2 weeks. They say, well, gosh, it was very hard, but I got so much work done. And exercise is the same thing. You do not know how important it is until you start doing it. Once you start doing it, you realize that you have more energy, you're more focused, you're more confident, you feel better, you want to do more things, and you understand things better because your brain just works better. I hope you're going to implement every single point that we talked about today in your life. I know it's not easy, so if you want more clarifications, if you have any questions, please DM me on Instagram at DeNiroB, DeNiroB. On my website at DeNiroB.com, you can find the podcast episodes. Please, again, share the show. It's super important. Subscribe to the show. I release an episode every single day. And until next time.